Better get used to hearing that sound. Just a few days to go until kids across this region head back to school. Maybe you're all set. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're going to spend the weekend furiously back to school shopping. If you're looking for shoes, stay tuned. Elizabeth Hibbert is here. She's a chiropodist and the owner of Hibbert & Associates Foot Clinic in Oakville. And is with me in studio to talk about advice when it comes to shopping for back to school shoes. Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know that perhaps people give as much thought as you have to the idea of buying shoes for school. What are the things that people need to be thinking about beyond fashion? And that's a big part of it, when they're going to buy shoes for kids.
Great. So every child should have a good, strong, stable shoe to wear, especially at school. They're quite active, running around. So there's a couple of features we want to look for in a shoe, and I will describe those to you.
Okay. You have shoes in front of you. So.
I do. I have a couple of shoes here, some good ones and some bad ones. So the three features that we teach parents who come in with children and children themselves on good shoes to wear are all about stabilizing the gait and development of the child. So one is the sole. When you bend a shoe sole, it should bend at the toe only. So you grab the shoe at the front and at the back and you bend it, and it should bend at the toe only, not in the middle of the arch.
Okay.
Second is a strong heel counter. So the back of the shoe should be firm. And the third is some sort of laces to keep you into the shoe, securely be in the shoe.
If the shoe bends in the middle, what does that mean?
If it bends in the middle, it's not a strong shoe. It's going to put pressure on the arch and possibly strain the foot, causing discomfort.
And I mean, aside from that discomfort, what are the long-term effects if you're buying shoes that perhaps aren't as structured as well as the ones that you're talking about?
So children are developing. So if they have a good shoe, they're going to develop properly. If they don't, they could end up with flat feet, bunions, pain in their feet, heels, and into the lower back, knee area as well.
What are some of the other things people should be thinking about?
With the shoes,
yeah.
A nice shock-absorbing shoe, one that protects you from the ground and whatever activities you're doing.
If you are looking not at new shoes, but at secondhand shoes, people might be doing that because they don't want to spend as much money. Their kids' feet keep growing and growing and growing. Or maybe they can't afford to buy brand new shoes. What are some of the things that need to be top of mind there?
Great. We don't recommend having hand-me-down or secondhand shoes. The person before you, you don't know how they've walked. They could have warped the shoe. The shoe could be worn down on the outside, which will then force the new child wearing them to walk crooked or in toe.
I mean, one of the reasons why people might do that is because shoes can be expensive.
That's right.
Is it still, can you buy a bargain shoe that's still going to hold up and not destroy your child's feet?
Great. Yeah, you don't have to get the latest trend in shoe. You just have to have the features. So you can go wherever you like to buy shoes. It doesn't have to be expensive. What you're going to do is look at the features.
What about the fit? If you've taken a kid shoe shopping, I mean, this can be like an existential conversation. Does it fit? Yeah, I guess. Can you feel your toes at the end? Well, sort of. What about now? I don't know. I mean, you may not have any idea whether the shoe fits or not. How can you truly judge whether the shoe is fitting?
Great, good point. It's really important the shoe fits, especially in the toe area. And when children grow, we don't always know. Sometimes you can see the toe poking out at the end of the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
So actually get down and feel the shoe. If you have somebody in the shoe store that's helping you, then great. If they're experienced at it, they'll know.
But it's busy right now.
Yes. So you have to get down, you have to feel it, feel their toes. Another way you can do is you can take out the insole of the inside of the shoe and have the child stand on it outside of the shoe, and you'll see if it's going to fit properly.
I mean, so much of this is about trying to get a shoe that fits properly, that is not going to damage the child's foot. But for a lot of kids, this is about how the shoe looks.
Definitely.
And so how do you balance fashion, which is top of mind for so many kids because they want to have the right shoe and they want to look good, with what they actually need?
That's great. So it's about compromise. Definitely. I have children myself and they like the cool looking shoes. Cool looking shoes do have great features. So first of all, check if you can find a cool shoe with great features. If not, then compromise. Have a good running shoe for most of the day or a good stable shoe. And then maybe they have an extra shoe that they wear when they go to the movies when they're not active. And that's okay for shorter periods of time. So it's about compromise.
All right. Good to know. This is the time of the year when we were doing this in our household in the last couple of days. Parents are out shopping for shoes. Elizabeth, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Elizabeth Hibbert is a chiropodist and the owner of Hibbert & Associates Foot Clinic in Oakville.